The OpenAI accountability case tied to the murder of Darren Lee is one of the most legally and ethically significant AI stories of this year, and I want to give it the attention it deserves. The victim's family is seeking to hold OpenAI liable on the grounds that AI-generated content or interaction played a role in the circumstances leading to the killing. The specific legal theory matters here, but the broader principle being tested is whether AI companies can face tort liability for harms that flow from how their systems are used. This is where AI law is genuinely unresolved.
From a legal framework perspective, this is an extension of a debate we've been watching build since the early days of social media platform liability. Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act historically shielded platforms from liability for third-party content, but courts and legislators have been chipping away at that protection in various contexts. For AI systems, the question is different because the system isn't just hosting content, it's generating it, shaping conversations, and potentially influencing behavior in ways that go beyond passive hosting. Whether courts treat that as meaningful for liability purposes is genuinely open.
The neuroscientist's warning about AI chatbots is directly relevant here. A group of neuroscientists has published a formal warning that AI chatbots are not conscious, despite sounding empathetic. And their concern is that the appearance of understanding and care creates a false sense of relationship that can lead users to disclose sensitive information, rely on AI for emotional support in ways that aren't safe, or be manipulated through simulated empathy. The gap between how these systems present and what they actually are is the core of the concern.
What strikes me about Deutsche Bank's analysis flagging a 65 times cost gap between frontier AI models and open-weight alternatives is how that maps onto the accountability and safety conversation. The argument for open-weight models has always included democratization, making AI capabilities accessible without dependency on a small number of large companies. But if frontier models are 65 times more expensive to run than open-weight alternatives, that cost gap is both an argument for open-weight adoption and a reflection of how much capability premium the frontier systems command. You can't fully separate the safety and accountability picture from the economic architecture.
The UK businesses sounding the alarm about Anthropic AI export restrictions is a story with real teeth. The Trump administration's restrictions on what the report describes as Fable 5 and Mythos 5 models have stranded global users, including British businesses that had integrated these tools into their workflows. Allied nations pushing back on US AI export controls represents a new front in the broader technology sovereignty debate. The UK government has been trying to position itself as an AI-friendly jurisdiction post-Brexit, and having US export restrictions constrain what British companies can access undermines that positioning.
Let me bring in the curriculum corner here, because this story about AI accountability and the broader question of market concentration in AI touches directly on something that's increasingly part of the policy conversation, antitrust law, and what it means in practice for the AI industry. When we talk about whether large AI companies have too much market power, it's worth understanding what antitrust law actually requires. The Sherman Act, passed in 1890, prohibits monopolization and contracts in restraint of trade. But here's the key point that often gets missed. Having a large market share alone is not illegal. What's illegal is acquiring or maintaining monopoly power through exclusionary or anti-competitive conduct, actively preventing competition rather than simply being better at winning it. A company can have 70% of a market and be completely legal if it got there through superior products or lower prices. The legal test asks whether the company engaged in conduct that forecloses competition beyond what the product's own merits would produce. In the AI context, that would mean looking at things like exclusive data agreements that block competitors from training on key datasets, or pricing strategies designed to starve out rivals rather than serve customers. Market share numbers make headlines, but antitrust lawyers are asking a different, more specific question about how that share was obtained and maintained.
That framing is essential for interpreting any future regulatory action in AI, Marcus. The concentration of frontier model capability in two or three companies is politically concerning to many. But the legal question of whether it constitutes actionable monopolization is genuinely separate from the political concern. Regulators would need to identify specific conduct, not just dominant position.